Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To change, mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Bears fans, keep it right here as we continue to get you ready for the highly anticipated 2024 Bears season. Starting September 8th against the Titans. Do not miss a minute of our wall-to-wall coverage. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented by you local Hyundai dealers. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Sports Station. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
I want him to lean on the talent around him. And then when the time is right, and that's an instinctual thing, and I think that plays right into him, that's when you do the special. And balancing that. And then sometimes it's going to get out of whack one way or the other, but always come back to that. It's kind of like that neutral place where he's at his best. And I think he has that just from studying him and watching years of tape on him. He has that ability.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of none other than Ryan Poles. And like that, like the way he talked about it, digging what he has to say. We'll see what happens once the games begin. But yes, so far, no complaints about anything the Bears have done.
He came across very good yesterday, very strong in terms of messaging. Speaking of quarterbacks, by the way, Mully, little breaking news here on The Score presented by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Just coming across my Twitter feed or X feed, Alec Lewis, who covers the Vikings for The Athletic, does a good job. He's actually very good on television as well. Alec Lewis reports the Vikings have signed quarterback Brett Rippon.
Bum, bum, bum!
So, now he goes to the Vikings. They waived Jaren Hall in a corresponding move, so it sounds like Brett Rippon will join the Vikings 53-man roster.
Whoa.
Blowing your mind right there.
Oh, my God.
I know you're a big Brett Rippon guy.
How did I keep him off the extra practice squad?
Well, I think that
maybe he kept himself off it because he knew he was getting a gig. And he's a heartbeat away because guess what? J.J. McCarthy not walking through
that
door.
Well, I think that's a bit more, it's a situation he can probably envision being more relevant or closer to playing in game action with Sam Darnold, the starter, who was their – Jaren Hall was their backup. I have to look at their depth chart. Brett Rippon signed by the Vikings, according to Alec Lewis of The Athletic. So I think that helps explain why maybe the Bears are going so young at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Austin Reed added to the practice squad. Tyson Bagent, the veteran backup.
Explains why they don't have four on their roster, because – they didn't have room on the regular roster, so he moved to Minnesota's regular roster as opposed to the practice squad.
Do they know that he spent 25 days in Shane Waldron's offense?
Oh, they must. They signed him. Okay. Surely they know.
That must have been to his advantage. When he played this preseason, he looked pretty capable. I can understand why a team may want to have him on the roster in the depth chart.
He's making some cash, too. How long has he been in the league?
He's 28 years old, so this will be his sixth team, I believe.
But has he spent time on rosters? I'm just saying, that's not $750,000. I mean, he's over $1 million, right?
Yeah, it's definitely it's an investment. Congratulations to him. I want to be kind to him. I don't think he's going to be missed.
What is wrong with you?
See, I know.
You see how young they are? Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Skull Vikings.
And now he can tell them all about the Bears defense.
Can you say skull? Define skull. That's their job interview.
I think his association with Kevin O'Connell could be very interesting, could be very appealing for a quarterback. A young quarterback would want to play. A quarterback of any age would want to play for Kevin O'Connell. I can see that. Good play caller. Got a lot of weapons in Minnesota. Brett Rypien, now a Viking. See how long he lasts there.
Hmm.
So he played with the Broncos. He played with the Rams. He spent some time in Seattle and certainly with the New York Jets and the Bears.
Going up.
This would be his sixth team.
Well, then that's like 1.25, something like that. I mean, that's a lot of dough.
I don't know.
I'm saying.
And this will probably be the last.
His minimum is getting higher.
At least for me, this might be the last time I mention Brett Rypien this year. I don't know about for you.
I don't know.
You like Brett Rypien a lot.
I did. He had those 25 days.
Those 25 days
you
in
Seattle.
You
will no longer have to research how long he was in the system.
I did that.
Well, you got very angry because he was in the system to begin with.
I don't get very angry.
Then why would you go look it up?
I don't really get angry. I get curious.
You
I wanted to look it up
even.
Because I thought there was way too much made about Brett Rypien.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming to the Bears with Shane Waldron's offense.
Well, he had been in the scheme. It
Please.
Wasn't the first time he saw it, albeit just over a few weeks.
If it meant that much, he'd be on the 53-man roster right now.
I'd rather have Tyson Bagent.
So would I.
And I'm sure so would the Minnesota Vikings.
So would they. Yes.
Honestly.
How about Taylor Heinicke going from the Falcons in a trade to the Chargers because of their concerns over Justin Herbert yesterday? I bet you they would rather have a Tyson Bagent as well, the Chargers.
Chargers, by the way, home of Sam Mustipha, who's now on the practice squad there.
Is that right? Is that where he ended up?
That's where he ended up.
Good for him. I like to see.
If you're looking for a center, you can sign one.
Good guys.
I don't know if he's been
lasting in the league. Well, I think, gives him a shot. Gives him a shot in the practice squad. The practice squad really has changed. You know the dynamics have, as we have seen. Veterans signing on practice squads, guys like Allen Robinson
That's
in Detroit,
hard to believe.
Tim Patrick in Detroit.
Yeah.
You look around the league, there are veterans who are biding their time. Dalvin Cook in Dallas. So
hard to believe.
It is.
It's just hard to believe because when we covered the league, both of us, the rules were significantly different.
So different and so much more constricted in terms of practice squad opportunities. Yep. There was maybe six at the time.
Yeah, there were five when I first started covering,
and then expanded.
And they moved it to eight.
I like that it's expanded because it gives you more opportunities to see stories develop that guys can maybe change the arc of their careers after a year on the practice squad. You used to be that was the exception to the rule. Maybe it's becoming more the rule.
See what you started. Didn't you say that some Packers wide receiver signed on the Bears practice squad?
Yes, Toure.
And you suggested that there was some intel involved.
Yes, I did suggest that.
When did they play the Packers?
11,
right?
Week 11.
Okay.
Never too early.
Now we have a texter wants to know, are the Vikings trying to get some intel on the Bears?
Of course they are. They're always trying.
For when? For like...
They play
week 12,
I think.
Okay.
Might be down the road. November.
Just saying.
November.
It could be a completely different team.
How many more teams will Brett Rypien be on between now and November? Probably a couple.
Why didn't the Texans sign him? So they need that intel
first. I thought Brett Rypien was a lock when I saw on the depth chart. It was or Brett Rypien.
Oh, there was that or. Don't ever forget it.
The Orr. It was Tyson Bagent Orr, Brett Rypien.
Well, what that meant, I think it's fair to say, is that both of these guys are going to be on a 53-man roster.
Yeah.
And that's proven to be the case.
In all seriousness, do you think that...
What you think I'm joking?
No, I don't think you're joking. But going back to the Bears and their quarterback room,
yeah,
it is a qualified risk. It is unconventional to go into a season with a rookie starter and have the backup only a guy with 1 year experience. And your practice squad guy is an undrafted free agent. The Bears don't have a lot of experience in that quarterback room. So the eyes that you count on to see things that maybe might be lost on a rookie quarterback whose head might be spinning a little bit, does that put the Bears at any disadvantage that concerns you?
No. I don't think that Brett Rypien is seeing something that the offensive coordinator, the quarterback's coach, the assistant quarterback's coach, even the head coach is missing. And if that's the case, then you got the wrong people in those positions.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I don't, I'm not the guy that wants teams to sign, a Sanchez so he can help the other players around
him. I'm a big mentor guy.
I'm not.
I'm a big mentor guy.
I know. I never
going
have
back
been.
To Mark Sanchez, and I don't want to be inconsistent because of that.
We had an argument about that.
Yeah, I think at that point it was like that. I felt like Mark Sanchez offered. It was Mitch Trubisky at the time, right? A little bit of guidance.
Yeah, that worked out.
Let me show you how to butt fumble.
Yeah, exactly. The Sanchez. That's how Mitch became the player he is today.
Do you think it would have been a different career arc had he had somebody like, I don't know, somebody better as a backup, like maybe Nick Foles?
Joe Montana.
Yeah, definitely Joe Montana.
Well, you know what? Honestly, Josh McCown.
He made us all better. I wanted to hug him on his way out.
And didn't Josh McCown coach Drake May in high school? When he was a high school coach, didn't he have Drake May on that team?
I think he might have. I think that's a good point.
It's unbelievable.
Also, Josh McCown, speaking of him, he's going to be full circle coaching Brett Rypien.
At the Vikings.
Da, da, da.
That's right. What?
Oh, how did that happen? It's blowing my mind. All these connections.
The circles of McCown.
You know, let's go back to the whole idea. I think this supports your thought more than it does mine. Nick Foles as a mentor to Justin Fields didn't work well.
Oh.
Because they didn't get along.
Yeah.
Remember that was referenced in one of the stories. So it doesn't always work out that way. It may be overstated by some. It can be advantageous if you have the right guy.
He wanted to turn Fields into Carson Wentz, but he wouldn't listen to him.
He wouldn't listen. Well, Carson Wentz at one point in time
was good.
Was very good. Did you see that he's now backing up Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City?
That's where.
And they added Bailey Zappe.
Wow.
They have now.
They got too much. They've got too much experience in the quarterback room.
They really don't need any.
There's going to be like all these coaches that go in there, and everyone's going to be like, hold on a second.
All that institutional knowledge.
Bailey has an insight.
So that is Matt Nagy's issue. Matt Nagy now has. What a bonus that he has all those quarterbacks in the same room to impart his wisdom on them, to ask the tough questions, like to find out the whys.
Didn't Andy once call him the guy that was most ready to be a head coach?
Yes, he did.
And now he's the guy who's most ready to be an offensive assistant.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I know Andy Reid's not going anywhere soon. They win another Super Bowl, and Andy Reid bows out. Who's going to be your head coach in Kansas City?
I think you stick with Mahomes as your head coach.
Yeah. Why not?
Because if they win another Super
to be working.
Bowl, it's on him.
So no concerns about the Bears' experience at quarterback?
Well, I mean, no.
All right.
No. You know why? Because they've got the two best guys that were there. They got the guy they drafted number one overall, and they've got Tyson Bagent, who came in as an undrafted free agent and did pretty well.
Well, this is just the latest example, though. The most recent example of how everything is different because of Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah.
You would not be feeling this comfortable with any of his predecessors going into a season.
I'm comfortable
with 1 year of experience as the backup.
I'm comfortable with Tyson Bagent as his backup. And I thought Tyson Bagent was better than 25 days. I thought even though he didn't have that 25 days under his belt, he did fine. And I thought he looked pretty good in the times I saw him play this preseason. So I like that he's your backup quarterback.
I think Mr. 25 Days was slightly overrated in terms of his value to the Bears. Yes.
By whom?
By people.
Is this a confession?
Not by me.
Okay.
I never really put a lot of stock in him being here and adding much value. I always thought that.
No, you went after him. You chased down that 25 days like a man like a dog with a bone.
Here's what I thought they should have done in the offseason. They didn't. And once they didn't, I really started to see it their way a little bit more often or more easily. I thought they should have gone after Ryan Tannehill back in the offseason.
Okay.
And I thought that if you had signed Tannehill and you had Caleb Williams, you had protection against injury. You had the eyes of a veteran who could be in that role.
But then you're keeping three on your active roster.
Then I would have probably kept Tyson Bagent as my third quarterback. But, okay, they didn't go that route.
Right.
Tyson Bagent, to me, he got better in the offseason. I underestimated how much he would improve.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that they had not traded Justin Fields, and instead they allowed him to be the backup to Caleb Williams. Does Tyson Bagent beat out Justin Fields?
No, I don't think so, because you would want a different skill set. Tyson Bagent in that scenario, which would be unorthodox but possible, would have been the third quarterback, maybe hidden on the practice squad, stashed away for a team to poach him. He might have been poached.
He might have been poached because his old coordinator was in Vegas.
Yeah, and I think that Luke Getsy would look at him. A lot of other teams would look at him, because my sense would be, under that scenario, Tyson Bagent would get a lot of snaps in preseason, and he would look good enough to want to be, some team would want him to be their backup. So it's an interesting scenario.
I like what you said, though, because I do think that oftentimes when you talk about quarterbacks, when you talk about a third quarterback, if you're bringing in people, you want a guy that can run for his life, because presumably if you're getting that deep into the quarterback classroom,
he's going to have to.
That means your protection's pretty bad.
Yep.
And that the next guy, the third guy up, better be able to run like hell.
Yep. And most of those third quarterbacks can and have that ability.
Yep. Yep.
I guess you should feel comfortable in a couple of things. Obviously, with everything about Caleb Williams, the more you see, the more you like, and the more he says, the more you want to hear. And Tyson Bagent improving to the point where there's not a panic if he has to take over for a game or two, a quarter or two. He can get you out of a game, and he can even win you a game if he's forced to start.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the quarterback position, and I really enjoy watching the development of them. But I'm not a guy that is as worried about backup quarterbacks as starters. And I do believe, though, in the adage that if you get to a third one, he better be able to run. So, I mean, the general manager likes his offensive line, feels good about it. He likes his rookie quarterback, feels good about him. Let's make sure that holds up. Let's hope that that's all interconnected. And by the end of the year, everyone's saying the same thing. Like, wow, they really did do a great job of not only getting the guy weaponry, but protecting him as well.
That's the hope. I liked everything I heard from Ryan Poles.
I agree.
I appreciate his confidence and his delivery and the way that he avoided absolutes. But I don't share his overall confidence in his offensive line. I don't know that if saying that it has more depth than his previous two that he put together says anything.
No, it's not a high bar.
Because
that's true.
Those two previous offensive lines were bad.
But when you look at an offensive line, you're looking at the group of players. It's not just about, you know, having the best guy at one position or another. It's feeling comfortable with the whole group and that they can play together and look out for each other and help each other and really operate sort of in unison. And if you have that and you feel you have that, then you should feel good about your line.
You know who I would like to hear from at the podium? Maybe he has talked this preseason and we have missed it. Love to interview him on the morning show. Heck, everybody else is getting Bears players. We should get one. Coleman Shelton. I would like to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from him too.
Because everything that you hear about him, coaches, players, general manager yesterday, he helps get guys lined up. He's the glue guy on that offensive line. You would think that coming with his experience from that offense that he would be he'd have a lot of football intellect. And I think he'd be able to communicate it well as centers need to. I would like to see what – I'd like to talk to him or hear from him.
And he's a lefty, so he's using a different part of the brain.
Left-handed.
He's left-handed.
Yeah.
What do you think I was saying? That politically he's a lefty? And he's a communist.
I want to clarify for our audience. You know the text line.
We're talking football. He's a left-handed
center.
I'm just saying.
I want to clarify for the audience in case they jump to any conclusions.
I much prefer a right-wing nut job as my center.
Of course.
Let's go get another one of those.
Okay. I want to hear from Coleman Shelton.
To me, the politics of a player are irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Unless they're, running around the locker room trying to recruit people to their belief system.
Espousing their views and using it to...
And I'm using that for some, of the wild Christian stuff that happened at one point in the Bears locker room. That wasn't good either.
That's going way back the Curtis Enos days, right?
But I'm just saying, I don't think we need anyone recruiting anyone or confronting anyone or talking about anything other than the game.
I think you're right. How common are left-handed centers?
I don't know. I mean, again, when you say common, are you saying that most royalty is right-handed?
No. I mean,
are you talking about
how
a
many
certain
are there?
Relative of a certain friend of ours?
I'm
when
not
you
saying
say
common.
I don't know what you mean.
Not meaning that common or that common. How prevalent are left-handed centers in the NFL? Are there more than one? Are there more than two? I want to know.
Well, he was.
Alex Kuhn's going to be here tomorrow.
He
can research this.
Center.
If you really want to be MVP, Alex, and you're filling in for Dustin, do the research. Find out tomorrow how many left-handed centers there are in the NFL.
I'm on it. Okay. I'm on it.
I'm sure you could Google that and have an answer before we even get off.
I don't know.
We're out of this segment.
I don't know that that's something that you could Google.
Which is lasting forever.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll end it with the caller six to the scores contest line.
What do you mean, righty?
Hold on. We have a giveaway. We're going to give to the sixth caller a pair of tickets to the live show at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville, 10 to 2 on Tuesday, September 17th. Bernstein and Holmes will be there. 312-540-0670. And you can be joined by Justin Steele, the Cubs ace pitcher, all brought to you by Bosch Power Tools and Phillips Chevrolet. 312-540-0670.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Peoria Matt checks in to say that Shelton needs to be willing to build that wall around Caleb. Molly and Haw, the score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Favorite team to play against? It's a good question. I'll say the Bears. Two.
Yo, are you looking to become the new owner of the Bears or what?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Jordan Love.
Nothing better. Nothing funnier than the Green Bay Packers and their group of sycophants.
I think it's good to hear from the third best quarterback in the NFC North.
Do you have the Minnesota backup ahead of him too?
Not yet.
Ripien?
Not yet. Give him some time. Give him 25 days in Minneapolis. And then maybe he'll learn that playbook. I got Caleb, Goff, Love.
Okay.
Darnold.
Caleb, Goff, and Darnold. Okay. You don't have him ahead. You got Caleb.
We had the conversation last week about what quarterback would you want in the division. You coaxed me into, for the next 3 to 5 years, committing to one, and I said Caleb Williams.
When I coaxed you into it, do you mean I asked that question?
Yes.
Oh, well, that was definitely a coaxing.
You took advantage and capitalized on my enthusiasm wave there, and I was getting carried away, but I don't take it back because over the next 3 to 5 years, if you're asking me what quarterback in the division I would want the most, it would be Caleb Williams.
And who's next?
Because we just heard Jordan Love sound like a smart aleck, I'll say Jared Goff.
And I took Love first, but now I'm wondering, I'm going to get criticized for not being tough enough on Love or tough enough on the Illini.
Well, the Illini, the Texter's all over you for that. That was
Texter accused me of no accountability.
You are soft on football.
Because I was soft. Yeah. I said that I did not, like, I hadn't really heard that Brett Bielema was in trouble, and I didn't really believe it. And I felt like, because of the way the bar is set, that Ryan Day doesn't win this year, he could be in trouble, as ridiculous as that might sound, because he's been pretty good, but, you know, failed to beat Michigan for a while, so they're different standards.
Different standards for different campuses.
That's it. That's
and
all.
I wasn't suggesting that Brett Bielema is in trouble.
Yes.
I want to know what's at stake this season.
Right.
Is this a win or else type of year for a guy entering his fifth year?
Win or next year I'm going to give you a dirty look.
See, that might be it. Because at Illinois, I don't know how hard you have
exactly.
to win.
And by saying that, I somehow was not including accountability. And now I'm being too nice to Love because he wants to be a co-owner of the Bears. You know, if you got mad at Aaron Rodgers for saying he owned the Bears, then maybe you should be mad at the Bears for letting him own them.
That's true. That's a good way to look at it. Jordan Love, he's just parroting his predecessor.
And
so he's got a lot of confidence. He had reason for that because he had a very good second half of the season. Back to the Big Ten. Wanted to mention this before we get out. Northwestern, according to Pete Thamel yesterday, Northwestern is targeting Villanova athletic director Mark Jackson as their new athletic director. And we talked to Dave once, said it might have been off the air.
Yeah, it might have been off the air.
Okay, so there were some finalists involved, and then Northwestern now has maybe taken a step in the direction. A deal is expected to come together in the next 24 hours. This was Pete Thamel. tweeting yesterday, so it could be as early as today. There's an announcement or news breaks that Northwestern will be targeting or hiring Villanova athletic director Mark Jackson, who has some background at USC. He's a Pete Carroll guy. He's been in college sports. He's been in the NFL. So we'll see. Just because he's not coming from a so-called football school, I do think he has some football in his background.
I think it's really interesting. Whenever there's a change of leadership position, that sends a shock wave through the entire athletic department. Everyone in every job has to look at themselves, including, you know, your own football coach, your own basketball coach, but all the coaches at right. every sport, and they are all kind of aware of a new boss coming in and what that means for them. And, you know, people come in and they hire people they know. They might have favorite coaches. They might have people they've worked with. Who knows?
They could. In that context, yeah. though, I think you got to feel good about where David Braun stands.
I think you feel great about where Chris Collins stands.
And certainly Chris Collins. So the two most high-profile coaches have to feel like they're on pretty solid ground.
And I think your lacrosse coach has to feel pretty good.
She's a legend. Kelly Montehiller is a legend in her job. So that's a good place to start. It's a very good job. There's a lot of cleanup to be done. But Derek Gregg, out of the way, he fell upward. He had promoted essentially to a job that doesn't have anything to do with what Mark Jackson, if this is the guy, is going to inherit in terms of the athletic department. Yeah. A lot of still baggage from the hazing scandal. Tough job, but a good one. So that we'll see if that breaks today. Another Northwestern-related story I think is important to follow up on, Mully, because when it broke, it was big news. And we never see the aftermath. It always says, you know, when somebody's accused of something, it makes a big headline. And then when it comes out, a lawsuit being dropped, it's not as big of a story. ESPN reported yesterday that a sexual harassment trafficking lawsuit against Northwestern and several employees, including former athletic director Mike Polisky, was voluntarily dismissed by the plaintiff, who was a former cheerleader at the school. And so that is no longer being litigated. Mike Polisky moved on, lost his job, It was a difficult few years for him because of the allegations, the nature of them. He issued a statement through ESPN talking about wanting to move on and how the welfare of students was always his top priority. I had communicated with him yesterday, and he's ready for his next phase of his career. And I have known him to be a very solid individual.
He's a good man.
And a good man. And so I think that was an interesting story that broke yesterday.
How long was Mike the athletic director? He did not have a very long tenure.
Wasn't very
at all.
Long.
No,
because he was replacing Jim Phillips,
exactly,
our guy down at the ACC commissioner now. So that was a short-lived tenure. And so when he moved on, then Derek Gregg replaced him, and we know what happened a year ago. So they had a couple big stories involving Northwestern sports yesterday.
Wow, that's something else. I want to go back to Jordan Love for a second. Is he playing to a crowd there? In other words, you know, he's asked a question, he answers it, and then it's like, oh, ownership. Like, it's almost like you kind of have to take he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that.
Remember a year ago in France when he was there with Justin Fields?
Yeah.
And didn't he say something about the
Bears?
He
wished a guy happy birthday or happy Father's Day to Bears fans or something. He just did, and then he got in trouble because it was too kind a way to behave.
Yeah, and I think sometimes you do play to the crowd, and it was clear that he was doing that.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's pretty good.
I think he's pretty
good. Father's Day to all the Bears fans out there. Go Pack, go.
See?
Yeah, so, I mean.
Well done, Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon's on top of it.
He's the top of his game.
Brandon has been frosted about that little moment for a very long time. No,
Brandon wanted to play that Jordan Love clip all morning long.
Yeah, he's.
I'm glad we finally got to it.
Shout out to Cannon. We've got some great.
That was the main thing I put on the whiteboard.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got to get to this Jordan Love sound. It's awesome. And in fairness, when you look at objectively where he is in the division, I still think Caleb Williams is going to be the best quarterback of any in the division. Jordan Love has got a high ceiling too, though.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
he really does.
I am very hopeful that Caleb Williams will be the best quarterback in the division. That'd be great. But he's yet to play a game. And when the question becomes, like, who would you rather have right now? Well, obviously, you'd rather have the guy that not only went to the playoffs but actually won a game. That's just basic.
I think it's fair. That's fair. I'm not getting over my skeins like I did yesterday.
Oh, boy.
We have a couple of texters checking in.
Yeah.
So, and this is Alex Kuhn's fine research as well.
Yes.
Creed Humphrey is a left-handed center.
And he's a real good one.
He's a really good one.
He's a Pro Bowl player.
So you can be a left-handed center and still do the job at a high level.
Apparently it's very rare, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could only trace, like, one or two other in the history of the NFL, or, like, the modern era of the NFL that snap with their left hand.
Because they break you with that left-handed thing.
They do. They used to. You know my history.
I know your history.
Yeah, I was.
You were a lefty. I was a lefty.
Yeah, I was a lefty turned righty at a young age. My mom would smack my hand back in the day.
Yeah,
and then I would learn to become right-handed. And
my brother, same thing happened to him.
Didn't bother me because I feel like naturally I am sort of left-handed, so I was able to. You know, in Indiana, you grew up kind of dribbling by the time you're five.
Your tag is really good. You can.
I'm a very good tagger.
Javi apparently was naturally left-handed,
right?
Which is why his tag.
Javi and I were the same type.
You went Javi
in that way. I did not go full Javi. I don't have a tattoo on my neck either of the MLB logo.
That's where you went wrong.
That's very wrong. I don't have enough tats.
You've got a.
I'm not all tatted up.
You've got a Mac tag.
I don't even have Charlie Cardinal tatted anywhere.
No.
I don't have any tattoos.
I'm not against tattoos. Honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong if you choose to have tattoos. I just remember reading Truman Capote when he wrote In Cold Blood, and he was asked if all the mass murderers that he interviewed, all the murderers in prison, had anything in common, and he said, yeah, tattoos. And, I mean, that was a while ago. That was like in the 50s. Tattoos are more popular now.
They're much more popular.
So I'm not accusing anyone of, but you know, maybe the old jailhouse tattoo is kind of where I draw the line. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just never something that occurred to me to do. Didn't really ever want to do. It seemed like it would hurt.
Yeah, I think, like, in some cultures, they, for instance, in the South Pacific, they have ritual tattooing in order to teach pain to people. If I'm not mistaken.
I did not know that.
I don't need to learn pain. I am, what you call it, human.
Well, that's good.
Feel pain.
That's good. I'm glad we got that. So the Cubs are off today. The White Sox play at 1 o'clock, 1:10 perhaps.
Are you going?
Guaranteed rate field, no.
Come on. Show trip, everybody.
Well, it's only $4 if you want a ticket. I think it maybe gone up. Maybe have they gone up to $5 or $7 possibly.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty.
Still less than a movie.
That's remarkable, really.
Yeah.
A Major League Baseball product in a city like Chicago.
Well,
you can be viewed.
Go back to that first part of the sentence.
Major League product?
It's
a minor league product. These are minor league players in major league uniforms.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Too much Lenin Sosa. Did he have a rough day?
Okay. Do you want to go out there and watch that team play?
No, I don't.
See, that's
I have
the
no
problem.
Interest.
You know, assured loss.
I'm hoping that they get done in quick fashion. I'm doing television tonight, football night in Chicago, and we might start taping things around 4:30. I hope the Sox are done. That's my very.
Well, that's interesting. So
narrow.
Do you get to move them off the couches? Do you get to, you know, Frank,
hurry
move
up, Frank.
Along? Yeah, I can't see it.
There's very little that I enjoy more about that gig. It's a fun side gig. Than seeing Frank Thomas, Ozzy, Scotty Pods is in this week, and being able to listen as they discuss the plight of the White Sox.
Well, I mean, Ozzy, of course, you know, loves the White Sox, so it's painful for him.
If you think they're
Frank,
good, yeah, Frank.
It might be the best Sox player I ever saw play live. And Frank is just, Frank is the definition of a big man. He is a monster. Frank, you're around Frank and you're
big
like,
man,
wow,
strong man.
Yes.
Big opinions, strong opinions.
And Scotty Pods is just, it puts you off how handsome he is.
Strikingly handsome.
Strikingly handsome.
Also very strong with his opinions.
Very
These
fast.
Guys, if you think they're Incredibly good fast. On camera, you should hear them off it.
Yeah.
They have it down. They know what's wrong with the White Sox.
Oh, boy.
And they have ideas about how they'd fix it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, the White Sox today against the Rangers to try to salvage one game of the series, stop a six-game losing streak, because all of a sudden, one day it's six games, next thing you know, it'll be 14.
Yeah.
You don't want another double-digit losing streak. Not with Grady.
Oh, boy. Poor Grady.
Grady tries more.
Yes. Hmm.
Who's pitching today? I think they're bringing up Nick Nastrini.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think he's might be. I think I saw that somewhere.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I hope they give Lenin Sosa the day off.
Do you?
I do. I know you're riveted. Okay. You're riveted in the White Sox talk.
It's the only baseball. So
it's the only baseball today.
I will eventually sit down.
It's a college football night.
Illinois. There's a lot of college football. There's 20.
It's 21 games. Big deal. I'm not interested in all the games. I'm interested in Illinois and Eastern Illinois.
Blackjack.
There's some Maction going on. There's a couple Mac games.
This is Maction!
Thank you. I can't wait for Maction.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Chirp, chirp, as we say in the business.
Okay. All right. Who's in today? Is Dan Lawrence?
It is. It's Dan and Lawrence, and we'll talk to them next. I think when you said who's in today, you meant
let's get
out of here. We'll talk to Dan and Lawrence next. Smalley and Hall on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.